this your reports are linked screen time and outdoor play?
Yes, there's been a dramatic decline in the number of minutes a day children are outside. Now, I understand the weather's not very good today, but over the period of a year, it's gone down and down and down. People used to think the reason was that parents are worried about letting their children out because of traffic or stranger danger. A report I've written for the Association of Play Industries looked at the scientific evidence. Much of the reason is that the children simply prefer to be upstairs in their bedrooms with electronic devices, playing computer games, social media, watching telly, etc. This seems to be inducing them and encouraging to stay indoors, away from exercise outside. And as a health professional, I'm very concerned. They burn more calories when they play outside. It's also better for their health, and they need to be doing this. And playgrounds are one very effective way of achieving this. So that's my role in this, and I've written a report on it.
Seems to be a way of life that more and more kids these days, like you said, are spending extra time, you know, up in their bedrooms, screen time and stuff. So, I mean, what kind of effect does that have on them? I presume it's not good for their health.
No, it isn't. And unfortunately, the technology industry, with the marketing power and so on they have, has led people to believe that if you reduce their recreational screen time, they'll suffer educationally. This simply isn't true. And we're not saying that kids shouldn't enjoy screens. You and I did. But it's the amount that matters. And what they're finding in medical studies is that high levels of recreational screen time are strongly linked. And by the way, now we have the highest level of child body fat. When kids leave primary school, they have the highest levels of body fat in history, the highest levels of type 2 diabetes and mental illness. And there are increasing links with too much recreational screen time. This is now a medical issue. And again, we're not saying that they shouldn't enjoy screen time, but amounts matter. They matter with chocolate, and for adults, they matter with alcohol. Screen time is something which is a form of consumption. Amounts matter. And our campaign is simply saying that we need to get moderate amounts of screen time for kids. And if we do that, they will spend more time being physically active because they don't like being bored.
No, I suppose it's all down to the parents to, you know, maybe take the initiative on this. But are you recommending that the government actually go and set guidelines to limit screen time usage for children?
Well, it isn't a question of telling the government to order parents. It's simply providing a reference point for parents. And the Association of Play Industries, and I agree with them, is recommending that the government simply suggest that parents have a rough two-hour-a-day recreational screen time limit like other countries do. For example, America, Canada, Australia, and so on, all simply say to parents, do what you want, but we recommend for kids' health a maximum, on average, of around 2 hours a day. It would be helpful for our British parents to hear that. It's a good starting point. It's a yardstick, and we have it for other areas of health. How many hours sleep should kids have? How many servings of fresh fruits and vegetables? How many units of alcohol should you drink? Grams of, you know, salt, sugar, and fat. Numbers are helpful, and that's the only reason that we're suggesting that.
If we just bring in your colleague for a sec, I mean, do you think the government needs to invest a wee bit more in outdoor play?
Yeah, look, where we sit on this is the effects on children that Arik's mentioned, obesity, diabetes, etc. You know, they're just the start. Children are coming out with lower muscle development in their upper bodies. We've got significant mental health issues, and that's before you start talking about social and racial issues. And the government and we as a nation are spending a phenomenal amount of money, it's billions in the health service, in treating these symptoms. And what we're saying is there are two clear proven root causes that we could tackle at a much lower cost. The first, as we've said, is let's give some guidelines so that parents can at least say, you know, we're recommended to do this. And at the same time, let's invest more in creating facilities that are attractive and so provide more of a pull so that children will want to go and play outside, to socialize with people, mingle, and to get more active.
I remember growing up as a kid, sort of late 80s, early 90s. I was never in the house. I was always
there
on the
bike.
I was playing with friends, playing football. But it's just a sign of the times that you don't really see a lot of kids out and about these days.
Well, and our belief is, one of the reasons for that is the facilities are not there to encourage it. You know, if you do find an attractive area in your community, you'll find it teeming, and it'll be teeming with kids, it'll be teeming with parents, it'll be teeming with grandparents. You know, you'll find people from different social areas, different racial areas. It's a hub for the community. So not only is it good in terms of physical activity and getting children active, but it's good for the community. And so our perspective is a very simple one. Let's provide some guidelines, but let's also provide the facilities that encourage those guidelines to be enforced.
Okay, thanks for that, Mark. So if we just conclude things then, if folk are looking for more information on what they've just heard over the last few minutes, what would you say to them?
I think in the first instance, our website, which is api-play.org, if you go there, there'll be links. We're creating a campaign which is called A Movement for Movement, and they can dig in, they can read the full report, or they can read a synopsis of the report, and you can get some facts and figures to inform you.